Do you ever use the word bulge? Bulge?
Oh, bull.
Huh?
You see a bull?
No, it makes pockets bulge out or bulge out. Do you ever hear that?
Yeah.
How would you say that?
Well, your pockets are bulging.
Uh-huh. And you say, the coat won't fit me this year, but last year it...
It fit me.
Uh-huh. And you say, that shirt used to fit me until I washed it and it...
Shrunk up.
Okay. Every shirt I've washed recently has...
Shrunk up.
And I hope this shirt won't...
Shrunk up.
And if a woman likes to put on good clothes, you'd say she likes to...
If she used to do what?
If she likes to put on good clothes, you say she likes to...
Pimp up.
Uh-huh. Would you say that about a man?
I guess so.
Mm-hmm. What would you call a man who likes to dress real well?
Yeah, well, we call him a kind of a smarty gentleman.
Uh-huh. Do you ever hear him called a jelly bean?
Yeah.
What's that?
Jelly bean.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what it is, but I've heard of it a whole lot.
Is it an insult to be called a jelly bean?
Well, I would think it would be.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever, someone told me that jelly bean meant a man who likes other men. Did you ever hear it mean that, or does it just mean a man who likes to dress up?
Well, I think he's got a big front on him, is what you would call him. In my opinion, it would be a jelly bean.
Uh-huh. It has nothing to do with whether he likes to dress up or not, huh?
No, I don't think.
Uh-huh. What do people used to carry their money in? Mm-hmm. What do people have nowadays?
Pocketbooks.
Uh-huh. What do women carry?
Purses.
And something a woman would wear around her wrist.
Well, now what do you want, a bracelet or a watch?
Okay. What about something you'd wear, a woman would wear around her neck?
Beads.
Okay. You'd call that a what of beads? Call that string of beads or pair of beads?
Yeah, string of beads.
And something you'd hold over you when it rains.
Umbrella.
The last thing that you put on a bed.
Spread.
Okay. What about something women used to make?
Quilts.
Mm-hmm. You remember that?
I got them. I got some of them here.
Uh-huh. What about at the head of the bed, you put your head on a...
Pillow.
Do you remember anything about twice as long as a pillow?
Huh?
Do you remember seeing anything about twice
as... Yeah, that's a bolster.
How far across did it go?
It goes across the bed.
Mm-hmm.
And the big tassel on each end of it.
Uh-huh.
Hanging down.
People use that as a pillow?
I know, they just use it for...
For decoration?
Make the bed look pretty in the daytime.
Mm-hmm. Say if you had a lot of company and didn't have enough beds for everyone, for the children to sleep on, you could make a...
Pallet on the floor.
And talking about land, you'd say, we expect a big crop from that field because the soil is very...
Mm-hmm.
You say that we expect to get a good crop from that field because the soil is very...
Rich.
Okay. Or another word for rich, you say the soil is very...
Fertile.
What different kinds of land are there around here?
Huh?
What different kinds of land do you have around
well,
here?
Well, we have a sandy land and a muck land.
Mm-hmm.
And we have some real rich land around here and some poor land and
mm-hmm.
everything like that.
Have you ever heard of loam?
Yeah. That's sandy land, sandy loam.
Uh-huh. What about the flat land along a stream or a river?
Well, that's very rich, supposed to be.
What do you call that?
Well, it's a muck.
Uh-huh.
What do you call a muck?